Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Well, don't run away from me. Alan T here with you for the next hour of The Director's Cut. This week we're featuring a film that, I think you're going to enjoy it if you are a fan of Prince. Here is his sixth studio album. A lot of people haven't really heard of him before this. Purple Rain came out in June 25th, 1984. Purple Rain was musically denser than Prince's previous albums, emphasizing full band performances and multiple layers of guitars, keyboards, electronic synthesizers, effects, drum machines, and other instruments. Here's the trailer.
Prince in his first motion picture.
Don't lie. Where's your liberty?
Before he created the music, he lived every bit of it. He risked too much for the one thing that meant everything. His music. Prince. The story. The struggle. The movie. Purple Rain.
Yes, indeed. Well, much of the album had a grandiose, synthesized and psychedelic sheen to the production and performances. The music on Purple Rain is generally regarded as the most pop-oriented of Prince's career, though a number of elements point towards the more experimental records Prince would release after Purple Rain. Well, the music video for the album's lead single, When Doves Cry, sparked controversy among network executives who thought the sexual nature was too explicit for television. The risque lyrics of Darling Nikki raised complaints from Tipper Gore and the Parents Music Resources Center and contributed to implementation of parental advisory stickers and imprints on album covers. We're not going to start with When Doves Cry. That's coming up later, but here we go now with one of my favourite tracks. Take It With You. This is Prince, Purple Rain, here on The Director's Cut.
Strong.
fantastic. Tell Me With You from the movie Purple Rain by Prince. Well, Purple Rain became Prince's first album to reach a number one in the Billboard 200. The album spent 24 consecutive weeks atop of the Billboard 200 and was present on the chart for a total of 167 weeks. When Doves Cry and Let's Go Crazy reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100, while Purple Rain peaked number two and I Would Die For You peaked at number eight. Well, in May 1996, the album was certified 13 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA. It is Prince's commercial peak, with total sales standing at 25 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. Prince and the Revolution won Grammy Awards for Best Rock Performances by Duo or Group with Vocal and Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media, while Prince also won the Academy Award for Best Original Song for the film Purple Rain. Let's continue now with one of those controversial tracks. Here is Darling Nikki.
Was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, "How'd you like to waste some time?" And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. And I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices, everything that money could buy. She said, "Sign your name on a dotted line." The lights went out and Nikki started to grind. Can't tell you what you did to me, but my body will never be the same. Heaven, will you kick your behind? Oh, just show you no mercy, but just shout up, shout up, shout you out of your mind. Oh, woke up the next morning, Nikki wasn't there.
Yeah. Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
We continue now with more music from the movie Purple Rain by Prince. Music critics noted the innovative and experimental aspects of the soundtrack's music, most famously on the spare, bassless When Doves Cry. Other aspects of the music, especially its synthesis and of electronic elements with organic instrumentation and a full band performance, along with its consolidation of rock and R&B, were identified by critics as distinguishing even experimental factors. Purple Rain is regularly ranked among the greatest albums of all time. Rolling Stone ranked the album number 8 on its 2020 list of the top 500 greatest albums of all time. It was included in the Grammy Hall of Fame and added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry list of sound recordings that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin? Yes, Lisa.
Computer Blue from the movie Purple Rain. Well, not featured on the Purple Rain album, The Time, also known as Morris Day and The Time, were the original seven men in an American funk rock band founded in Minneapolis in 1981. They contributed to the development of the Minneapolis sound, an electric fusion of funk, R&B, new wave, synth pop and dance. Well, lead singer and songwriter Morris Day, the band members are known for having been close associates of musician Prince, as we well know from the film, and are arguably the most successful artists who have worked with him, achieving success with singles such as Get It Up, Cool, 7-7, The Bird, and we're going to hear now, this is Jungle Love from Time.
Oh, Hello.
Time and Jungle Love. Well, the track I played for you at the beginning was actually composed by Apollonia. Well, Prince wrote and composed the album's lead single, When Doves Cry, after all the other tracks were complete on Purple Rain. In addition to providing vocals, he played all instruments on the track. With there being no bass line, the song's production is noted for being unconventionally bare in comparison to 1980s pop hits. Prince said there originally was a bass line, but after a conversation with singer Jill Jones, he decided the song was too conventionally what he indeed needed. So he went with his own ideas, and this is the result.
My mother, she's never satisfied.
beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, I think it'll be alright.
The unmistakable Let's Go Crazy from the film Purple Rain, the music of Prince. We'll be back with more in just a mo.
This is TRE,
the director's cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back. We're listening to the music from Prince's massive classic Purple Rain. Well, he configured at least two unique track listings of Purple Rain. The early configuration included Wednesday, a song by Prince with Jill Jones, and Father's Song. The latter was replaced by When Doves Cry. But net going into the album listings, we're going to have a listen to Wednesday now, which, of course, was appearing on the first album, and then the second album, it wasn't there. But let's listen to it now. Very different.
If I touch
Wednesday, and then you're hearing now The Beautiful Ones. Right, let's play the title track from the movie Purple Rain.
Alan! Alan!
Alan!
Alan T.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Got a couple more tracks to go on this fantastic album, the Purple Rain album by Prince. And we're going to take you forward with Little Red Corvette, which was a huge hit in its own right.
I guess I should know, by the way you popped your car sideways, I don't wouldn't last. I'm the other kind of person that believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan, some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I said, Little Red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Should close my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. 'Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry.
Is the Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe. My name is Alan T. Hatcham. Thanks very much for your company today. I hope you've enjoyed the music. We're going to go out with I Would Die For You, and we're going to play a little bit more of Time with their track called The Bird from the movie The Purple Rain film. And I'd like to say a big thank you, as always, to Mara for our assistance in putting the program together. Hope you're going to enjoy your week. This is great music. Bye for now.
out there. Okay, we're gonna try a new dance, and if I see everybody doing it, I don't wanna see you no more. Jelly Bean, are we ready? Y'all better do this one.
Been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit TRE.radio.